lives by it. You'll hear her endorsement in a moment. Millions believe it. It's the secret. According to the official secret website, you can have unlimited joy, health, money, relationships, love, youth, everything you ever wanted, if you know the secret. What is the secret? And why is it sweeping North America? I'm Charles Morris, telling the great story that's all about Jesus. And this is Haven Today. And we're calling this, What's the Secret? Stay with me. You don't want to miss learning what it's all about. Bebo Norman opens our time together, asking the Lord to come and meet with us in this troubled world.
God, my God, I cry out, Your beloved needs You now. God, be near, calm my fear, and take my doubt. Your kindnesses pulls me up. Your love is all that draws me in. I will lift my eyes to the Maker of the mountains I can't climb. I will lift my eyes to the Calmer of the oceans raging wild. I will lift my eyes to the Healer of the hurt I hold inside. I will lift my eyes, lift my eyes to You. God, my God, let mercy sing a melody over me. And God, right here, all I bring is all of me. Your kindness is what pulls me up.
The song is called I Will Lift My Eyes with Bebo Norman on a Haven Today called What's the Secret? I'm Charles Morris. Rhonda Byrne, an Australian, a former television producer, has written a little book called The Secret. on the Oprah program. Here's how the popular TV show pitched Rhonda Byrne as a guest.
My guests today believe that once you discover the secret, that you can immediately start creating the life you want, whether it's getting out of debt, whether it's finding a more fulfilling job, even falling in love. They say you can have it all, and in fact, you already hold the power to make that happen.
That's Oprah, as part of her endorsement of something called The Secret. It's shaping up to be the fastest seller of its kind in history, with 1.75 million copies sold in just 3 months, and 1.5 million copies of the DVD. Oprah featured it and had such an avalanche of response that she featured it again 2 weeks later. But when you finally get past the breathless buildup, it's not all that secret. In fact, it's just a rehash of something that's been around a long time, positive thinking. In a nutshell, The Secret is what Byrne calls the law of attraction. She says our thoughts are like magnets. They have the power to attract. Think negatively and you'll attract bad things to you. Think positively and your life will be completely changed. Good things will come your way. The universe will become your personal genie just by thinking positively. In the DVD, there's a woman who says her breast cancer was cured, not by surgery or chemo or radiation, but by watching funny movies. Why is it gaining such hold? Why have millions of people latched onto The Secret? Why are secret groups forming all over the country? Why did a Christian couple recently email a friend of ours begging her to just watch the first 10 minutes of the video because it had totally changed their lives? I think Sarah Nelson, editor of Publishers Weekly, nailed the answer. Nobody ever went broke overestimating the desperate unhappiness of the American public. We're desperately unhappy. We live in a media world where a smorgasbord of enticing things are constantly being displayed before our eyes, and we can't seem to get them. The Secret is a seed that's fallen on fertile ground. We want and we cannot have, and The Secret says you can have, and people believe it because it gives them a sense of empowerment and hope. Christians aren't immune to this, are we? What about you right now? Are you frustrated and stressed because you want and you cannot have? We believe in the Creator revealed in Scripture. We know the universe isn't a genie that says, "Your wish is my command," but that doesn't make us immune to the appeal of The Secret. In fact, there are a lot of Christian versions of The Secret. Pray positively. Never allow a negative thought to enter your mind. Don't speak bad things into existence. God's not our genie, but a lot of Christians treat him that way because they're desperately unhappy. They feel like they're locked out of the candy store. They want, but they can't have. So what's the answer? I believe it's radical surgery. We have spiritual cancer, and no amount of positive thinking is going to cure us. We need radical surgery. If you've ever read the book of James, you know he wasn't afraid to wield the knife. James will perform spiritual surgery on us, and it may hurt, but oh, is it worth it? Good things will come pouring into our lives. So brace yourself. Let me share with you from James chapter 4, verses 2 through 10. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have, because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that He jealously longs for the Spirit He has caused to dwell in us? But He gives us more grace. And that is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Let's break down what James is saying into two parts. First, the diagnosis. Second, the cure. The diagnosis. James 4:1 says our problem is that our desires are waging war inside of us. That's why we're so ready to believe the secret. We're frustrated because we want things and we can't seem to get them. And having someone say they know the secret that will turn the universe into our own personal genie sounds pretty good to us. But James is saying that it's the condition of our heart that's the problem. It's the wanting itself that's the problem. A popular preacher on television said, "I want a Cadillac. What's wrong with wanting a Cadillac?" "Nothing. And I believe God wants to give it to me." Well, James, the brother of Jesus, would disagree. He says our desires are waging war in our hearts. We think our desires would stop waging war if we would just get what we want. But it doesn't work that way. Getting what we want only gives the temporary fix, the short high. Pretty soon, there's something else we want. We think we even need it. We're almost always in the want and cannot have condition, continually frustrated when our desires aren't satisfied. James says this explains why we're always rubbing each other the wrong way. Conflicts come from our desires. People get in the way of what we want. We turn hostile. A little frustration, and we turn into Cain. We may not literally kill our brother like he did, but the antagonism has the same root, which is why James calls it murder. He also calls it adultery. The Lord married us. Jesus died to have us as his bride. And when our hearts are full of all kinds of desires, we're like a woman sneaking off in the afternoon and sleeping with another man. We read James' language and we think, wow, those people were really bad. No, they were normal by the world's standards. But what the world calls normal, God calls by its real name, murder, adultery, treason. How is it treason? When James says the world, he's not talking about the natural world of stars and planets and trees and oceans. He's talking about the human race and the way it functions, its motivations and thoughts and priorities and desires. It may look normal to us, but it's a kingdom at war with God. When we make friends with it, when we conform to its pattern, we commit treason against God and his kingdom. James says even our prayers are traitorous when they're motivated by self-centered wants. That's the diagnosis. But second, what's the cure? One thing for sure, we can't cure ourselves. We can't perform spiritual surgery on our own hearts. But there is a surgeon who can do the job. And James reminds us who that surgeon is. He says in James 4:5 that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us. That's an amazing little verse. It says that God loves us intensely, and he intensely desires our hearts. He wants us to want him, and to be running after him, instead of the things the world runs after. And then he says, he gives more grace. Remember the God of the gospel? While we were his enemies, he gave his son to die for us. While we were committing adultery, he loved us and paid the price for us. He's still our God. He's ready to give us more grace. Not just the grace we received when we first were saved, but more grace, more and more and more. He's the God of never-ending grace. He's the surgeon, and he'll wield the knife and set us free from cancer and give us grace. We just have to go to him for the cure. Here's how we do that, according to James. Submit yourselves to God. Submitting ourselves to God just means going to him and laying down on the operating table and saying, "I don't care if it hurts. Take out my cancer." Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Aha! So he's the one behind the problem of constantly frustrated desires. Of course he is. He's the liar. He was the first one to claim he had the secret. Resist him, James says. Don't go along with him. Dig in your heels and say, "I want Jesus. He's who I want." And he'll flee from you. Come near to God, and he'll come near to you. We don't have to live apart from him. We don't have to go searching heaven and earth for him. Just draw near to him, and he'll draw near to us, just like that, because he loves us, and he wants to be near to us. And you know what? When he draws near to us, we find a whole new set of desires flooding our hearts, desires that push out the adulterous, traitorous desires. As Thomas Chalmers said, the only way to get rid of an old desire is with the expulsive power of a new one. Sin sets our desires on the wrong things. The Lord isn't calling us to be stoics, trying to live without desires. He wants to give us a whole new set of desires, one that he will satisfy. He wants us to desire him. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. James is reminding us that the life the world calls normal is sin. He's calling us to repent, to take our sin seriously, to recognize that it's impurity, like adultery. It's double-mindedness. Double-mindedness is what Jesus was talking about when he said, you can't serve both God and money. It's having a heart divided between God and other things. Repentance is a deep cut of the knife. It means we have to stop rationalizing and acknowledge the radical, wholehearted love of God the Lord is calling us to live. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. What a promise! When we go down, the Lord lifts us up. And that's the cure. He honors us with all the privileges and delights of sonship. And the most rare and valuable privilege of all is that we can live in the presence of God. We have God. Jesus, the Son of God, is ours, and we are his. It's a dry and barren life when we live like the world with desires waging war within, but we don't have to live that way. We're sons and daughters of the living God, and when we humble ourselves, he lifts us up. He pours out his Spirit and fills us with the joy of his presence. It's a foretaste of the future that he has in store for us, a future of all-out, never-ending glory. That's the real secret. The cure for the frustration of living with unsatisfied desires in not to think positively and try to attract the things we want. That's not the secret. Even if that were true, we wouldn't be satisfied. We'd still wake up the next morning wanting something else. The real secret is God himself. Psalm 16:11, Lord, you have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. This is Haven Today.
Fill this void and emptiness. Shine your light on my darkness. Satisfy and restore my soul. I long for make me whole.
Come quench this love.
This is Haven Today. The program is called What's the Secret? And this is a two-part series, and I hope that you'll be able to join us tomorrow again. One more thing about the great story. Did you know that the New Testament talks about a secret? And it's not the secret that Oprah's speaking of. Let me share it with you from Philippians 4, 12 and 13. I know what it is to be in need. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. And I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want. Now are you ready for the secret? This is God's secret, and I'm going to share it with you right now. It's from Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. Now, this certainly recasts the notion of self-realization and actualization. Oprah might shorten this message to just, I can do all things. But it's not about getting everything I want. It's about learning to be content where God has me and drawing my strength from Jesus Christ, my Savior. Would you join me in prayer right now? Lord, I thank you for the secret that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not the secret that Oprah's talking about. Not the secret which really isn't a secret, and it's really not anything new that's being bandied about in this new book and video that's really been around for a very long time. Lord, I want to honor you. I want to glorify you. I want you to live in my heart, and I want to live for you every day. I want to shine for you, whether in times of plenty or times of little. I want my whole life to be about Jesus and not myself, because that's never going to lead me anywhere. I pray this now in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Haven Today, what's the secret? We're going to talk about this on the program tomorrow, but let me just say that we've put together a special CD of these two programs. No doubt you have someone who is involved in the secret and is actually believing it to be true. In fact, did you know that the average Christian woman in the United States of America watches Oprah at least once a week? The secret. I want you to know the real secret. And that's, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'd like you to have a copy of these two programs to give to somebody else to listen to again if you want to. And all you need to do is give us a call at 1-800-654-2836. That's 1-800-654-2836. Let us know the station you're listening to as well when you get in touch. Or you can go online. Our internet address is haventoday.org. That's haventoday.org. One thing also, maybe you've gotten involved in the secret and you know that it's not right. It's not from the scripture. We'd like to pray for you. And when you go to haventoday.org, there's a little button in the upper right-hand corner of our homepage that says prayer. Push that and you can send us your prayer request. Or leave one when you call to get a copy of these two programs. When you call 1-800-654-2836. I'm Charles Morris. Thank you for being with me. Come back again tomorrow. We'll be talking about the lie that's the secret. And we'll do it together here on Haven Today.